Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I got a first world problem.
Do you have a first world problem, Kid Nation? If you do, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And share it with the rest of Kid Nation. Get it off your chest. I know it's bad to complain about these things because, honestly, we can do without them.
Right.
But it makes you feel better. And we get to laugh at the same time.
I've taken most of my clothes to my new apartment, so yeah. I'm having to wear my same clothes, basically, this week because those are only clothes at my old house. Hashtag, just too many houses.
Two house Al over there. First world problem man over there.
For 2 weeks, anyway.
Yeah. We got one here from the text. I bought a GoPro 7 for my honeymoon, and I shot the video in such high quality that I can't watch it on my computer. I'm going to have to buy a 2019 MacBook Pro since my 2015 model isn't good enough anymore. Hashtag,
wow.
First world problems. Yeah.
How they get you.
That's how they get you. And you have to buy a new cord.
Yeah.
New chargers and everything.
Yeah. Everything. Speaking of being stuck in a year, from the text as well. I was giving myself a spa night and using a face mask, but my phone's facial recognition wouldn't acknowledge me, so I had to enter my passcode like it was 2016 or something.
Oh, my God. That exact same thing happened to me.
Hashtag first world problem.
I didn't think that exact same thing happened to me 2 nights ago.
Are you really getting frustrated because your face it's not working and it is frustrating.
You have to enter your code.
Is it that? I don't have that one yet. Is it that sensitive on a day I look like a troll, it will not open?
I haven't had, when I don't wear makeup, it works, but I put on a face mask, but my nose and eyebrows and everything are still in the same place. If I put on sunglasses, it doesn't work.
Interesting.
What about full makeup, no makeup, looking rough?
I haven't had an experience.
Can you do
that? It didn't work?
Well,
that it didn't work when I was.
I mean, that's the whole point, for it to recognize that face that it took an image of and not any other face.
But the makeup can change it a lot. Maybe it recognizes the mole on your face and you cover it with the makeup. Can you do two faces like you do with your fingerprint?
Morning face and night face?
Rough face, hot face.
Hungover face.
Yeah.
Saturday morning face. Non-makeup face. Yeah, you need your different faces.
Bad mood face,
yeah.
Just got rejected face.
Resting bee face.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Bloated. Yeah, right. I have a lot of faces.
Well, of course. Let's go to the phone. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning, dude?
Oh, I'm all right. How about yourself?
Doing okay. I hear you have a first world problem, though.
Man, I went and bought this big, fancy $75,000-plus pickup.
Uh-huh.
And I've got this nice, fancy center console with the built-in wireless charger, but my phone won't work on it because of the OtterBox around it.
Oh, the otter.
So now I gotta run a plug-in.
Man. Hashtag first world problem.
What do you think this is, 2017 or
come
something?
Come on, truck.
Keep up.
Yeah, otter needs to get on with it.
Hey, congrats on the new truck, dog.
Yeah, pretty cool. Is it lifted?
Not yet. It will be here directly.
Yeah. Go lift that.
Right, get the work out of it first.
All right, big one.
Uh-huh. Fellow truck member.
Yeah.
Chris right there. I might get away from the truck next time, Al.
Really? I'm going back to car?
I'm not using it enough.
He didn't do truck stuff.
I'm not doing truck stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, my lease is about to be up.
What are you going to get?
Probably an SUV.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
a minivan.
I might have to turn it in early because I'm running out of. I'm not going minivan.
He is not going minivan, Kelly.
I am not doing
that.
Make it sexy.
My kids are asking for it, and I said no.
Do it.
So cool.
I'm not doing it.
You need that side.
Like a rolling living room.
Nope.
JC had to be like, is that your friend JC from the show? And be like, don't know him.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Man, I valet that bad boy. I don't care.
Of course. But I'm not doing it.
It's different for you than it is for JC.
Awesome.
I got all this clout I can't get rid of right now.
Oh, what clout?
From Fortnite. Oh. I got clout.
He has to stay hip.
Yeah, I got
to
stay down with it.
You can play Fortnite, park the car. You can play in the back on the DVD player.
Nobody's going to play with me if I tell them I'm playing in my van.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, you should get one of those shaggin' wagons and invite all your young Fortnite
players.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We'll have a LAN party?
No.
No. Nah.
No. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
That's
got weird.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
Right.
To be funny.
All right. What's up, Hodge?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, buddy? So, what's your first world problem, man?
My first world problem is that every time I go to school, I always have to take a poo.
You get nervous or something?
No, I don't know. It's just, it's like when I'm home, I don't have to. But right when I get to school, it's just like,
yeah,
gosh, I got to leave class and go to the bathroom.
Wow.
And are your teachers nice enough to let you out of class and not narc on you and let it be known that you're doing that?
Well, sometimes, but most of the times I try not to use it at school.
Yeah, right, I do too. I would hold it as long as I could. Probably bad for you.
A lot of problems, but
I always envied those kids that were so cool and free about going.
Envy them?
Yeah, they'd get the pass, leave, come back about 20 minutes later. They got a nice break from class.
Like, whatever.
And they'd be open about it. Be like, yeah, I went and took a poo. I could never say that. Why is it that we get so shy about that when everybody does it?
Everybody poops.
All right. Hodge, good luck with it today, man. I know you're on your way. Let's see if I say this name
Did
right.
Did you just tell him good luck with his poo?
Yeah. I know
Does
how
that
it feels.
Warrant a good luck?
I know how it feels when you're at school and you don't want to go, but you have to go.
Sure.
It creates gas problems. You can't concentrate
good luck.
In
Take
class.
Luck.
Yeah. Good luck with that, brother. Matea.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right, so hit us with your first world problem. What's up?
So yesterday, the internet went out at my house, so I couldn't tell my Amazon Alexa to tell my robot vacuum to clean the house.
Wait a minute, I can connect my Alexa to my Roomba?
Yeah.
Game Yo, changer.
That is
it
game
depends changer. On what one you have.
It's a big game of telephone.
But what if she's on a cliff?
Yeah.
What if she gets stuck on a cliff? Can the Alexa get her off?
No.
No, but it'll alert you and it'll say like, hey, your Roomba's stuck or like go, you know, it'll tell you to like go check on it, see what's going on.
Oh, you just changed my life this morning, Mateo, with your personal problem.
Pretty soon we're not going to have to do anything.
No, we're going to be so lazy.
Gonna be.
But yeah, you don't want to do any of that right there. From the text, my car speedometer goes up to 160 miles an hour, but the governor stops at 135. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah, why does the government have to do that to us? You can't tease us with being able to go that fast. No, we can't.
I don't know, Jason.
What's the fastest?
Government stops at 135?
The governor. The car has a governor.
They cap it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
They don't want us going that fast because it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
But over in Europe.
135 is cool?
Yeah, I guess right? so.
Are you sure that's the case even with super luxe sports cars?
I think you could probably... have it taken off.
Like,
you know,
jailbreak it or whatever.
Yeah, there's people out there that can do that for you if you need it. What's the fastest you've ever gone, Al?
Are we allowed to reveal that, or is that incriminating ourselves?
No, I don't think we can get you.
Allegedly.
I think like a 115, 120.
And you were driving?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's shocking.
That is shocking. Al does not go over 40 miles an hour.
Driving a limousine, as a matter of fact.
A limousine?
Yep.
Were you in a real big hurry?
Are you talking about kilometers an hour?
I was coming back from picking it up in L.A. And so, I, you know, highway. Yeah.
Let's see how.
Desert or whatever.
How fast this baby can go.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you in that minivan, Kevin?
But I've probably gotten up to 100, I would guess. I don't know that I've gone.
Over that.
Maybe I have, but I don't recall it.
Jenna?
125.
Whoa! That's pretty good.
Once.
One time?
The older I've gotten, the slower I drive. I barely go 10 above at the fastest now.
What about you?
But yeah, whenever you get a new car or something, or I had a real sporty car at one point, I went out on a Sunday morning and drove really fast. I was like, okay, I'm done. I get so scared. I'm going to get in trouble.
Fastest I've ever gone was 185.
Whoa.
185?
It was in a track, in a race car, and I had a instructor with me.
How about a civilian car?
A civilian car.
I have gone faster when someone else was driving, and I did not like.
I've been in a McLaren one time, a guy that I knew. Friend. You know who I'm talking about. Jay Money.
Sure.
He was going really fast. I didn't want to look at how fast we were going.
I can't ride with him.
But like a dude just called in and said he had to go poo. That's how I felt.
I can't ride with him.
It was too scary.
I'm like, dude, I can't
ride. It's scary when there's a bunch of other cars around.
Yeah. There weren't that many cars around. I just felt like we could lose control at any point. And so I was like, I'll just drive from now
can't
on.
Can't do it, though.
I can't. But the fastest I've ever gone is probably 120.
Yeah.
On my own. But it was a straight highway. Just one time, though. Just to see.
Right.
What's up, Jacqueline?
Hi, my friend. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems. What you got going on?
So me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 years now, and
we're tired of going on to nice dates, like good date nights where you get, you know, good restaurant, good service and stuff. So we created bad date nights where we intentionally look up reviews on bad restaurants, bad movies.
Wow.
You know, because what bonds people more than something they love is something they hate.
Yes.
True.
Or awkward. Yeah.
That is a genius
idea.
Yeah,
so all we do is complain the entire time on the way home, and then we're talking about it at night. Like, we just engage in so much more conversation on something we hate than something we love, apparently.
Jacqueline, that's a genius idea.
Such a smart idea.
Yeah.
We should start a bad date night movement. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Can I ask what, like, the worst bad date night was?
We went to this one restaurant, and it was called Mexican, but I don't think the food there was Mexican. I'm from San Antonio, so
the restaurant
we know
was
Mexican.
Called
it's called Mexican, yes.
And it was all, like, covered in pink. It was, like, My Little Pony themed, but everything was served, like, weirdly, like little appetizers, but it was a meal.
Weird.
But it was called like something different, I guess, on the menu. It said it was something, but then when you got it, it was something different. And we looked at each other, we're like, we have no idea what we got. Like, I don't even know if this is my order.
Yeah. Welcome to Mexican. Today's special is orange chicken and spiced curry.
Yes.
It's actually pug.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, Jacqueline, thank you for that idea.
That's a brilliant idea, though.
Hands off to you on that one. I like that. Thanks, Jacqueline. Have a wonderful day.
Uh-oh.
We got our first kid, first world problem here.
All right.
What's up, Ryan?
My dad took a job out of state, and now I have to make my mom's coffee.
Oh,
you got to take over dad's role?
That's so sweet, though.
That is very sweet of you.
You're going to make a good husband one day.
How does your mom take her coffee?
Vanilla creamer.
Shout out.
How much sugar?
No sugar.
Creamer, no sugar. Look at you, right?
That's very nice. You taking care of your mama, dude.
I know it's a whooping. You got to wake up a little extra early, but that makes you a real man, Ryan.
That's so sweet. She appreciates it.
Yeah. How old are you, Ryan?
11. Almost 11.
Oh.
Going on 12. All right. Okay.
Now,
you keep that up, okay? Daddy, I'll be proud of you. I don't mean me. I mean your dad.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. Okay.
Ryan, is it a Keurig or are you doing like a pot?
Keurig.
A Keurig or a pot?
Keurig.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
the little pods.
Yeah.
Oh, good though.
That's awesome, man.
Ryan at 11 years old, being a better husband than a lot of people out there.
I'm going to give you some applause.
I was waiting for him
to
come out with the French press.
He does designs on there.
Yeah, a little barista.
Ooh. Thank you for that call, Ryan. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy. Caesar.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey.
We were just talking about first world problems involving speedometers. You have one yourself, huh?
Yes, I have 3 tickets in the past week for my speedometer needle being stuck on 100. And I'm trying to get the speed. So
your speedometer's broken. It's stuck at 100 and you've gotten 3 speeding tickets because you're just trying to guess?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
I know the speed limit of
everybody
else.
Yeah, I mean, go the flow of traffic is the best you can do, but even then you can be going faster.
You could be.
I've done that, but I'm still going either faster or...
Too slow.
You just got a lead foot, Caesar.
Wow, Caesar, get that fixed. Our boy White Cheddar once broke that record and got it not in a week, but in a day. So
2 tickets in one day, that's right.
That's my man right there on the way back.
Raspberry Road trip.
It was our dude trip.
Yeah.
So what's more dude than speeding?
Okay.
Different counties, too. You ever get those taken care of?
I'm sure he did. I hope so.
Well, sometimes it's the worst, depending on... I got 2 tickets driving from Chicago to Texas. And if depending on how fast you're going, you have to go back to take care of it. Or go to court or go back and pay
in
person.
That's like 2 hours away.
Yeah,
like, wait, I have to fly to pay
for it. You got an out-of-state license.
I'd be like, I guess I'm just not going to that state ever again.
Go around it.
Go around it. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. Welcome to First World Problems. Go ahead and hit us with it.
Thanks. So my husband and I like to travel a lot. We've been to London, Barcelona, Spain, Punta Cana, Mexico. And I started working late hours at work, so I keep going down to the vending machine around dinner time to get some snacks. And I keep getting coins get rejected, and I'll look at it, and it's because it's got the queen's face on it. And I'm like, oh, this is my quarter. And this time,
look at
I've had this
using
wallet for the last, like, 3 years. And so they look really similar to ours. The only ones I can tell are the pesos because they're two different colors. But yeah.
And they're a little
I keep
bit
getting
thicker.
All these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pesos are, you definitely know you got the pesos.
Foreign currency.
That's my favorite coin.
The old foreign currency problem.
Yeah. I had a coin from when we went to England that one time, and I lost it.
Aw.
Yeah.
So got to go back.
We got to go back and get one.
The home country.
My hometown. My home, yeah, my home land.
Land.
Your home land.
Yeah, that's how we say it.
The place of my ancestry.
Take a visit to the queen, if I may.
That easy. I mean, you probably
don't we all get to meet the queen?
Just go knock on the door.
British.
I just show up with my 23andMe DNA kit and go, look.
Yeah, I'd take her something.
I deserve it.
Take her like a hat.
I will take her a hat. Oh, I've had this. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
You have the AirPods struck, huh?
Yes. Sorry, like the worst thing ever.
What?
What happened?
So, sitting there at the gym. Feeling it over there for a little bit over an hour, and I'm like, okay, well, I gotta go soon. So I go to hit my cardio. 15 minutes into cardio, my AirPods died, and I just couldn't even go on anymore.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm with you. I can't work out without music
it's
either.
Difficult.
My headphones are dead. I leave.
Yeah.
No, like I was sitting there, and it was like a birthday pump. So I was sitting there working out on my birthday, and I was like, I'm gonna feel so good after 2 hours.
Whoa.
And
hour
15 in, I was just like, done.
Dang.
I think you got enough in.
Yeah, you did just fine.
Yeah, right.
But she could have done a little bit extra if it weren't for those pesky AirPods. I broke up with mine. I told you, I broke up with them.
You were raving about it.
I was, until the left one wasn't charging, and then so that one would die, and I'd only have the right ear in. And then I think they got too waxy, and the sound went away.
Oh. I know, I hate putting stuff in my ears. I always am wearing the over ones now.
And you know, sweating makes it even worse, because it loosens up the wax.
Clean the mirrors out.
So now that I grossed sweaty you wax. Out.
Sweaty wax.
Sweaty wax. Yeah. I still have them, though, if you want to buy them, Al.
That's okay. Thank you, JC. I appreciate the thought.
I'll sell them to you for as much as I bought them.
It's the thought that counts.
The same way you bought Kelly's
plan. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your first world problems, Kid Nation. We'll get to them again next week. We did run a little bit out of time here because we need to get to Jenna's big fight from yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to throw down with a child.
Yeah, buddy.
It's really interesting, though. I've never been in a situation where I felt very angry against a child I did not know, and I did not know how to punish, reprimand, scold.
Uh-huh.
Not being a mother, I would like some advice from parents on how to deal with a child you don't know.
Okay. Can help you with that, Jenna. We'll see what went down next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, we got that temperature coming up shortly for you. But we do need to get to Jenna's big fight.
The brawl.
You know what I'm saying?
The rumble.
The rumble in the jungle.
Say, I don't know if I handle myself appropriately. I left the boxing gym feeling riled up, and like I maybe didn't handle things as I would like, and it happened in front of my newish boyfriend.
Oh boy.
And
El novio.
Yeah, and I was a little embarrassed at the way I handled myself, but it caught me off guard, and I was frustrated. So we went in to do a private boxing session.
Are you guys sparring
session.
Against each other?
No. Oh, okay. In this situation, you have a guy that holds mitts, our friend Buddy, and you do mitt work, and the other person is doing ab work or, you know, whatever
you
else. You do 3-minute rounds, and you go back and forth, and then I get in the ring, and he's out. Right. So I love this gym. I love this boxing gym I go to. My friends own it. And there's been a little girl, and she has a single dad, and really cute, you know, and the dad goes and brings her. And I've been going to this gym for years, so I've seen the little girl in there before. But now as this little girl has gotten a little bit older, she's maybe 7 now, she, you know, goes to the gym all the time and kind of runs around. And like she runs the place.
Oh.
Well, we're in a small section by the ring doing work, and she wants to hang out there. So, you know, I politely said, you know, she was standing on my mat, you know, picking up my medicine ball, standing on the, you know, the jump, the ledge I was doing. I was like, could you maybe go over there? She had her iPad. I'm like, could you move just so we can work out here? I mean, I've paid for this. You know, I haven't been able to work out lately, so I'm a little edgy.
Yeah.
I had that procedure.
Your hormones
I was
are
just
all,
froze yeah. my egg. So, of course, you know, my energy level and my mood has not been my best because I didn't get to exercise for almost a month.
Can Dad see you guys while you're
no,
talking to her?
He's in a class.
Okay.
He's in the back corner by the boxing bags. There's a class going on at the time. So
Got
he
it.
Does not have eyes on her.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they've been, I've seen them up there. I don't know them personally, but I've seen them for years. Well, she continues to be in the way. So she's jumping from the stair climber over boyfriend as he's on the mat doing abs.
It is. Well,
yeah.
She's jumping into the ring and she's, you know, trying, I think, to bother us intentionally.
She wants attention.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
She feels bad because, you know, she's in her school uniform. And so at first you're nice, but then you're paying for this. You know, I'm paying for this session and I want to focus on my workout. I don't want to worry that I'm going to trip a little girl or, you know, she's stealing our equipment. So we continue. You to ask, you know, our trainer who works there, boyfriend,
who
me,
should have handled
we're
it.
We're all going, yeah. And he was like, yeah. Could you go over by your dad? Could you go over by your dad? So we ask her and ask her. And then that little rat throws her iPad at my head.
What? You can't handle it?
I don't know if she was trying to hit me or not, but I'm down in a plank position doing something, you know, and she's throwing the iPad over me to the ring. But, you know, she was being very invasive. Yeah, and it hit me in the head.
Oh, it did?
I picked up that iPad, and I don't know what came over me, but I picked up that iPad, and I went like I was going to skip a rock across a pond. And I turned into kind of angry mom mode. I don't know what came over me, but I stood with my hands on my hips or, you know, iPad in a hand, and I said, now, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you hit me in the head with your iPad?
Yeah.
You want me to throw your iPad across the room?
You've lost your iPad privileges, Missy.
Yeah.
You're a frog cover. I was like, that was very rude of you, and you're going to need to go over by your dad.
You put her on punishment.
So what is the little girl doing as you're yelling at her?
She looked at me, but all the time she kept going, okay. Uh-huh. I think she knew with my tone of voice that I meant business.
Yeah.
She ran and hid in the bathroom. But I felt so enraged, but then I started complaining about it because I don't know how to handle someone else's child, you know, and boyfriend and I were joking like, in that moment, you like almost want to, I didn't want to hit her, but
the
you know what I mean?
The proper thing was for your trainer to go in that class and say, Dad, you need to come get your kid, she's being disruptive.
Right.
That's what should have happened.
Right. These sort of gyms are not meant for you to bring kids because that's why gyms have childcare.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Not every gym does. So you can't go on the day when you have your kid or you make other arrangements.
That's not on you. That's not on the gym. That's on the dad.
I walked out of there filled with regret for freezing my eggs.
Aww.
I seriously walked out of there and I was like, I'm going to burn them. You know,
unplugged.
I think it's just the funny timing. Yeah, I was like, just unfreeze them. No, it's just funny timing because since I've done that, then you just happen to be surrounded by the kids that are acting out. You know, my boyfriend and I keep getting seated in restaurant sections where it's family sections for dinner. And so I'm surrounded by children that are acting this way. So I'm just full of those hormones and just, I just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
really.
I just
didn't know. Of course, I didn't want to run off to the dad. I thought I could handle it.
Oh, no, that's when you go to the dad.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, unless you want to cause scene and risk going to jail. You go, hey, Dad, look, I don't mean any disrespect, but your child here, blah, blah, is being kind of a brat. And she threw her iPad at me and hit me in the head, which is assault. And I want to call the police and have her arrested.
No,
right
over
now.
The top now.
But, you know, something. Something you got to be held accountable.
You should have thrown her some mitts and be like, put these on, let's go.
Yeah, but I mean, we're mid-spar, you know, me and my trainer. And she would go, excuse me, and walk through us in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
And so it was escalating
that is
for
not
me
cool.
that I'm like, go, get out of here, scram. You know, I felt like I snapped a little bit and I just wasn't sure. I've never been in that situation. I've never had to discipline or attempt to someone else's child.
You shouldn't have had to. There was a real breakdown there.
Yeah. Did you talk to the dad at all?
No.
Haven't talked to him, so he thinks everything's cool.
I'm sure.
He doesn't even know.
My friends own the gym, and I love the gym. I think it's just kind of that awkward situation for all of us because they've been going there for a while, and it doesn't make it okay. But they're all very cool there. And
I'll tell you how close to the friends they are is when that little girl gets hurt on a piece of equipment.
That's true.
So much for friendship.
Daddy's going to sue the crap out of
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
She's jumping from a treadmill to the ring, and she falls and breaks her ankle. Yeah.
She shouldn't have been in there in the first place. And then,
I don't know what came over there. I'm like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
What were you thinking when you did that?
Yeah,
it's just.
I would put that iPad up on top of something so she couldn't reach it.
Yeah.
Or throw it again.
Look, I had a similar...
That's a good idea. I should have hidden the iPad. But that was the only thing keeping her attention for a minute.
I had a similar incident where you... Because you don't... If you're not the kid's parent, you can't touch them. You can't do anything, especially this day and age. I had a little boy that came over to our house, maybe a couple years ago, and was being disrespectful to my daughter and my wife to the point where he wasn't listening. And I had enough. And I finally got up to this kid's face. I got in his face, and I said, look... If you're not going to respect women in my house, you're going to have to get out of my house.
He goes,
well, my mom and dad aren't here. And I was like, cool. You can go stand outside of my house because I will not let you be inside my house and disrespect my daughter and my wife like that again.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, my dad says, and I was like, I'm not asking what your dad says. I am telling you what I do in my house.
That's the thing. I'm sure you encounter that as a parent more and more as you get older, that you have to discipline your friends'
sleepovers
kids.
And stuff.
So
there could be a bad kid at a sleepover. Then you got a decision to make.
Like, how did it turn out, though, with your brat?
I haven't seen that kid in about a year and a half.
Good.
That was it. I told my wife, I'm like, that kid is not allowed to come over if he's going to be disrespectful like that.
Yeah.
We mentioned it to the parents, and I don't think the parents really believed that he was acting that way. And we went our separate ways.
There you go.
But I think everybody's going to have that beef with a kid from time to time. Mm-hmm. In fact, we would like to hear from your beefs with kids, Kid Nation.
Yeah, not yours.
Have you ever fought with a child that you didn't know?
Did you have any funny instances with kids where you found yourself in a situation holding an iPad going, why'd you do that?
not your kid, somebody else's.
My boyfriend's horrified at me, too.
Or was your kid the one that was causing the problem, and you were able to fess up and say, man, I am so embarrassed of what my kid did. If so, you can give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIN.
Now, before we go to break real quick, we do need to give away a trip.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's very simple. You go to KidNation.com, enter the temperature of the day. The winter warm-up's what you call this, thanks to VisitFlorida.com. And today, Katie.
I got through.
Katie, you are going to pack your bags. Congratulations. You are today's winner.
Thank you guys so much. My heart's beating so fast, I can't believe I actually won.
Well, here's Kelly to tell you exactly what you're going to be doing on this trip.
You're heading off to Miami, 4 days, 3 nights at the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel, Biscayne Bay. It's right in the heart of downtown Miami. They've got all the best attractions. You've got the Frost Museum of Science, the arts and culture scene, if you want to take in a little culture.
Right.
Or you can just sit your butt in the powdery white sand. You don't have to do anything if you don't want it. The choice is yours. The hotel offers beautiful water views overlooking Biscayne Bay. They've got an outdoor pool, a full-service spa, 4 great restaurants, 2 to 4-bedroom condos with full-size kitchens. And you can head to Jungle Island, where it's this incredible journey through nature, animal discovery, and this new experience called Super Flight. And we're going to throw in 2 passes for this wind tunnel-powered free flight experience that sends you soaring over the heart of the Miami skyline.
Ooh, soaring?
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Thanks to Visit Florida.
Yeah.
Who are you taking, Katie?
I'll probably take my boyfriend with me.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's got to earn it.
Yeah, take that boyfriend
if he behaves.
That's right.
It's only one room there. Yeah. Just,
No, they have 2 and 4-bedroom condos.
Well, I'm saying they have to stay in the same room.
That's her man right there.
Yeah.
And if he is a bad boy, then you can take a best friend. Right? You have a backup. Katie?
Well, Jenna and JC, I want to say that my boyfriend's also Latin, so I'm completely way to go for them. They're the perfect gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, Katie, for that beautiful compliment you just gave me. Thank you. Katie, you have a wonderful time out there.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
And since she's dating herself a Latin man, he's going to be able to communicate very well out there in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Hablan mucho español allá. And you need the temperature if you want to be like Katie and win the trip tomorrow. You want it? You got it. The temperature at Cape Florida Lighthouse is 78 degrees.
Ooh.
Perfect for outdoor fun. The Cape Florida Lighthouse, 78 degrees. Go to KidNation.com. Enter that before midnight, Kid Nation. And congratulations, Katie. And we'll be right back with your calls on your beef with kids next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look, as adults, we learn around 16 years old that arguing with little kids is not a good look. But I'm sure that at some point or another, we all have argued with a child, yelled at a child that is not ours. And that was the case for Jenna yesterday at her boxing class. Little girl hit her with an iPad, and Jenna hit her with the yell.
I hit her with the yell. Well, I hit her with the loud mom voice that I didn't know I had. And I think for me, it's also different because, I grew up, I have 2 young half-siblings now, and now that I've gotten older, I'm good with kids. But I grew up for all intents and purposes, an only child. So
yeah.
It's not like I fought with siblings or had that experience of fighting with a younger sibling, that sort of thing. So kind of in foreign territory when it comes to disciplining another child.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know how to discipline because every household's different. I grew up in a house with two single mothers. My grandma was a single mom and my mom was a single mom.
Right.
And so I grew up being afraid most of the time. I tried not to screw up.
The wrath.
But there are kids out there that don't mind screwing up, and they don't mind treating adults like other kids. And so we need you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
And tell us your beef with children. And we've all had it. It's okay. We can share because this is actually making me feel better.
In the trust
tree.
Yeah,
me too. A lot of people fighting with kids.
even if your kid is the one that causes the beef sometimes, it's okay to say, hey,
yeah.
Sometimes my kid screws up.
Kid's a knucklehead.
From the text, hey guys, I'm overweight, and I was in a restaurant when I was playing with a little kid around 8 or 9 years old, and all of a sudden, they look at me and say, oh, you're so fat. So I looked at him and told him, I'm fat because I eat little boys like you. And he cried. Good response right there. That'll teach you to talk like that to people.
Wow. Yeah.
From the text as well, I'm a waitress at a mall, and this group of little girls around 10 years old sat in my section and were treating me terribly. They were laughing at me like hyenas. They were talking behind my back, but loud enough for me to hear. Aww. So when I brought their sodas after a refill, I quote-unquote tripped, and I spilled soda all over them. Hope they enjoyed their wet movie.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Wet and sticky.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you think you're all grown up because you're going to dinner by yourself without the parents, but you still got to treat the wait staff with proper respect.
Some of them get it from the parents.
Actually, I like the way she handled that right there.
Yeah.
Lilia.
Hey. So my story is I was a 16-year-old summer nanny, you know, like between high school, and the sisters locked me in a closet, and whenever the sisters let me out, the little brother, who was 5 at the time, had sharpened a pole in the kitchen and was coming at me with it. And
what?
I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, what the heck do I do? I'm 16, you know? So I'm like, you don't do that. And he's like, well, I don't like you. Like, well, you still don't do that. And I'm halfway through my summer job, so I tell the parents. The parents are like, oh my gosh, that doesn't sound like our kids. I'm like, well, that happened, so...
Yeah.
So I bike home, I tell my parents. My parents are like, no, that didn't happen. I'm like, no, it really happened. So I never went back to that summer job.
I don't blame you. The parents didn't do anything. That means it's only going to get progressively worse if you keep showing up and babysitting for them.
Jeez.
Thank you for that story. Look, I've had
babies. Hopefully he likes the next babysitter.
Yeah, right. I don't know what it is about kids. Sometimes I get along with the babysitter, sometimes not. But if a babysitter once told me my son was not very nice to her, and this is the only time this has ever happened, I threw away his video game. He had a Lego video game. I threw it away.
Yeah.
And ever since, he has not been mean to a babysitter.
That's good.
I think you need to punish him, right?
Well, if you the thing I learned, if you threaten a child, I don't mean with bodily harm, but like, if you don't do this, I'm going to...
I'm going to
take away something. You have to follow through.
Or they know that you're weak.
Exactly. And I felt bad because I paid for that video game.
I know.
Punishes yourself.
Yeah, I punished my wallet. Because let me tell you something. Video games are like $50, man.
Yeah.
$59.
Yeah.
So it hurt me just as much as it hurt him.
Sure.
From the text, hey guys, my kid is 3 years old and he goes around pushing babies down. So embarrassing. We do get mad at her for doing so. In her defense, though, I don't think she knows what to do with them. She's a stay-at-home kid. No daycare or school. Yeah, when your kid's that pushy kid.
Well,
you still gotta give him.
Tell him no or something.
You gotta give him the consequences.
Gotta do something, yeah.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to y'all.
Hey.
So, did this happen? You were helping out at the school?
No, well, I wasn't helping out at the school. My son was four, and he was in pre-K, and he came home one weekend with, like, these big bite marks on his arm.
Whoa.
And so, of course, I was really mad and upset. So found out this kid at school was biting him. I called her a big Amazon woman because she was, like, twice the size of my son. And she was biting him. And so a couple of days later, I went up to the school. Of course, I talked to the principal and everything, but I was going to make sure this little girl didn't do it again. So I went up to the school at lunchtime and went to have lunch with my son in his class. And when the teacher left, I got right in that little girl's face, and I told her, I put my finger in her face, and I said, you better not bite my son again. Ooh. I'm going to beat your butt.
What'd she say?
Ooh.
She just looked at me. She was scared. She just looked at me. All the other kids started telling on her and were like, she always bites people. Ooh. She's always biting people. And I said, you better not bite my son or any other kid in this school. I'm going to beat your butt. You understand me?
That's
and
that's,
she just shook her head.
That's strong.
Did it stop?
Yeah, it stopped.
Oh, it stopped. There you go.
See, the difference is if she had said, you better not, it may not have stopped. Uh-huh. But when she said, you bet not,
yeah,
that's a whole different level.
Yeah, bet.
You bet not.
Oh, bet.
I'm going to kick your butt.
Kim, thank you. I'm glad that worked.
Not.
Yeah, sometimes you get scared when you throw out those threats because if they continue to do it, you're like, crap, man, because I can't whoop her butt.
This was, you better not. Oh, whatever. You bet not.
For all of us dealing with this or having issues with kids out in the wild.
Yeah, in the wild.
In the wild. Tom is a children's therapist, and you have a reason why some of these kids are acting out like that?
So I was just kind of chatting and thinking about kind of Jenna's situation. But first, Jenna, I want to say, I can kind of hear that you're frustrated, annoyed in that moment. So I think any person would have kind of handled it the way that you did or even kind of escalated it that way. I honestly don't know what I would do if a kid hit me in the head with an iPad. But I would say that a lot of times that it's kind of just a lack of supervision or a lack of parenting skills. Because, kids learn best from their environment.
Yeah.
And so it could be just a lack of, parenting help or, the kid sounded like they were really bored. They were hopping back and forth.
Attention.
So there was a lot of lack of control. And usually when I see lack of control, that's kind of telling me that the parent's life is either out of control or the children's life is out of control. So those are just kind of some things that I kind of see every day in my life. So.
Wow. Do you think if kids go to therapy with you, how young do they have to be to start therapy, or how young can they be?
Oh, yeah. So I'm what's called a registered play therapist. So I see kids as young as 3 years old. I think it's about a 2.5-year-old.
Wow.
It depends on their developmental age. But, yeah, usually potty training is a good sign of if they're ready to start therapy or if they're because they don't necessarily have to be verbal to participate in therapy when it's play therapy, because children's words are their toys and their communication is through play. It sounds like the kid was playing a lot. One, he was saying, or they were throwing the iPad, so that sounds like an unsafe choice that they made. Jenna, I just want to say that I'm very proud of you for not throwing the iPad back at her or even threatening her even more than maybe you wanted to.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Your restraint was on point, Jenna.
I thought about it. I had those boxing gloves on.
Yeah, but the restraint was good, Jenna.
It never crossed my mind to... I don't like physical...
Yeah. And Tom, thank you so much for that insight, man, because you're a professional. Yeah. You're in that field. You know what's going on.
Oof, man.
And you know what's scary is when you go off on a kid, it's the parents. You don't know how they're going to react.
Yeah, that's
some
true.
Parents are really cool about it. That's some parents true. Are going to come at you. Ariel, what was your experience like?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Okay, so we went over to a friend's house, and the daughter was just being horrible, throwing around the iPad, and the mom would just pick her up and say, you're not being a superstar. A lot of verbal discipline, and I just couldn't take it. So I finally took the iPad out of her hand, said, you go to timeout right now, and when you're ready and you can tell me why you're sorry, you can have this back. Well, she tried to grab the iPad from me, and so I popped her on her hand, and I took her to a corner, and I told her, you sit down right here, and you tell me when you're ready. We left, leaving it that, and that day, kind of with her being upset with us.
Yeah.
When we went over the next weekend, the mom said, you better stop, because if not, Ariel's going to get mad at you. Ariel's going to get mad at you. So I was kind of like their fallback. And towards the end of that, she kept saying thank you because I was helping her discipline her child.
Aw. Yeah, but now they need you.
You the bad guy.
Yeah, you're going to have to start getting paid.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be doing that. Thank you, Ariel. Yeah. Some parents just need to...
They want to be a friend.
Go. Yeah, you can't be a friend. You got to be a parent. Hi, Alora.
Hi.
So you got in trouble, huh?
So, yeah, well, I did. I fell off Mama Bear on this one boy. This boy was bullying my son for a really long time, and I had gone through all the channels, and I was just sick of it. So I waited for him outside school, and I went up to him, and I was shaking my finger at him, and I was saying, if I ever hear my son's name out of your mouth again, I'm going to follow you home, and I'm going to talk to your mom and tell her all these bad things that you have been doing. And his, like, little eyes were so big, and I was just, yeah, I was just really, really afraid because I had it, and he hadn't stopped, so, yeah.
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I like this one right here from the text. This little boy kept hitting my son with water balloons at school, so I invited him over last week, and when he showed up, I sprayed him with the water hose. Huh. It was 32 degrees out.
Oh!
Hey.
Tough love.
And then like a little hypothermia for the kids. So see, Jenna, you're not the only one beefing with kids, man. It's going out there.
I appreciate the support.
That's what's up out there.
Wow.
Are you probably gonna see this girl again, huh?
Yeah, be my little enemy.
Take her out for ice cream.
Yeah, maybe that'll help.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a kindness.
Talk with management before this situation escalates again.
And then teach her how to be a good person.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's all good. Sometimes you need to yell at kids. That's what we determined here on this segment.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Great news, Kid Nation.
What's that?
What?
Derek Huff wants to call the show.
He wants to.
He wants to call the show here in a minute.
The Huffster?
Yeah, he's promoting live the tour. So if you're into dancing and you're into Derek, that's going to be a perfect interview for you to hear.
Okay.
He should be calling here shortly because he wants to get it done real quick.
Okay.
So we're ready for you, Derek, whenever you want. In the meantime, though, let's see what's happening with...
It's time for Tidbit News.
So the cops in Nebraska just caught a woman who'd vandalized a congressman's campaign signs by sticking googly eyes on them. Now this sucks because she could face jail time and definitely she's gonna get fined. And she got caught because they were able to pull the fingerprints off of the googly eyes.
Wow.
I personally think the googly eyes are an awesome touch in addition to the signs.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be all mad about this.
No, that's kind of cute, actually.
But apparently the congressman was not very thrilled.
They didn't take too kindly to that.
So she in trouble right now.
Yeah.
And I see people messing with those signs all the time during elections.
I know people that have taken them up and... throwing them away to put their sign down.
Yeah, I see that all. Yeah. It's the battle of the elections.
I don't think that's legal.
It's not. Yeah, no, I've seen the guy. I've seen guys doing that, and it's like business dudes doing it.
Yeah,
you see a guy in a suit doing that. You're like, dude, go to work.
They're passionate about
let people run their campaigns. Candidate. But googly eyes, I think fine, perfectly fine. A woman in Australia broke into her ex boyfriend's house a few years ago to delete a topless picture of herself that he had on his phone. She wasn't caught or arrested or anything, but she says now looking back, quote, "Well, I don't condone breaking into someone's house. I stand by my decision."
Well, there you go.
So she finally, since it's been a few years, she was able to admit she did that, broke in, deleted the picture, and was out.
Fine. I'm good with it.
You should be able to delete all pictures when you break up. That should be, you both show up at the courthouse, all pictures have to be deleted, and that way nobody holds...
pictures? Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
the sexy pictures.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times, somebody will hold those over the other person, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
Especially when they go into relationships.
Did y'all see, I know we talked about this a little bit before the show, the game last night, it was Duke and North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I know this is college basketball, but this game was really, it's really big every year, and people are paying thousands and thousands of dollars to go to this game.
Super Bowl-type money they were spending on these tickets, Kelly.
Yeah.
And Duke and North Carolina.
President Obama was at this game. I mean, he's a college basketball fan. But anyway, so they're Zion, like JC said, this big, huge phenomenon.
He's going to be the number one draft pick in the NBA draft.
His name is Zion?
Zion Williamson.
So, tip-off happens. He runs down the court, grabs the ball. He plants his foot, like JC said, goes the other way. His shoe explodes.
Gosh.
It looked like he broke his ankle in half. It looked like it twisted.
Oh.
It looked really graphic at first. You're like, oh no.
What did the crowd do?
And it's 36 seconds into the game this happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
He drops and automatically grabs at his knee. I wasn't paying attention to what he was grabbing. I just saw the ankle exploded.
And he's down.
And he's down and he's grabbing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dude's career is done. draft is over.
Scary.
It turns out that the shoe, like Al said, just it broke apart.
We would call them talking shoes back when I was in school. Like if your shoe starts coming apart. Yeah.
This kid is so big and strong that just planning made a shoe explode.
Nike released a statement this morning.
He was wearing Nikes.
He was.
I think he was wearing Paul George shoes. Paul George's shoe. I'm not sure though. They have I think released a statement saying they
better have.
A lot of people are trolling them. And Zion ended up with just a mild knee sprain.
He's going to be fine.
So he should be okay. I don't know.
All those basketball players, they have a backup pair of shoes, right? You would think.
Yeah.
Don't they get like a new pair every game?
Yeah, they go to school and they get scholarships.
Shares are down. Nike shares are down.
Are they really?
Understandably. I mean, I'm an Adidas fan anyway, but Nike shares are down.
Now, if you're this kid and you're about to make millions of dollars,
ended his career if he would have landed the right way.
So they're saying he might not go back and play again. Even though it's just a mild knee sprain, he might just be like, no, I'm done.
People are tweeting, like, fire memes. Do you remember when Bush was doing the press conference and someone threw a shoe at him?
Yeah.
They're saying, me returning my shoes tomorrow to my Nikes tomorrow.
Hold on, everybody. We have some breaking news.
What?
Trey, let's go to the control room. Sir, what is happening out there in the world?
Sad news. Derek Huff, stuck in L.A. traffic, not going to be on the phone.
Oh.
Okay, well, he wanted to call.
Well, I have my questions.
He's on the 405.
I understand he doesn't have a cell phone.
He's on the 405. He's trying to go to the 101, Trey. Right.
The 110 Pacific Coast Highway.
Tell him to get on PCH, the 1, bro. Why didn't he get on the 1?
Or the cell phone, like Ellie said.
Or the cell phone would be good.
Because he had to call somebody to say he couldn't make the interview.
Right.
I bet you he's got one of those really good phones,
you
too.
Think.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.